BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 22, verses 30 and 31. The psalm started with the anointed alone, suffering and crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He is tortured and suffers death. Then the Lord saves him. All now know that God has not hidden his face from him. A celebration and praise ensues. A revelation of God has been made known. Those who seek the Lord and put their faith in Jesus will live forever. The message from God goes out to the ends of the earth. Those who are rich and those who go down to the dust of the depth will kneel before the one who was raised from the dead. The psalm ends with the anointed one being served by posterity. Posterity is his future generations, those who put their trust in Jesus. They are told the gospel, they believe, and they tell others the good news. They will continue to proclaim the Lord Jesus' righteousness, a righteousness that is by faith in him from first to last. Romans chapter 1, verse 17, chapter 4, verse 11, and chapter 9, verses 30 through 32. For details of the good news presented in brief in this psalm, all I have to do is read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So the question is, do I believe enough to tell others? As verse 25 states, quote, "From you comes the theme of my praise in the general great assembly." Is he in me? I can tell, for if he is, then I praise in him to others.
Sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.